These days, there are plenty of things to worry about, but keeping pests out of your home shouldn't be one of them. That's why you need Massey services. Massey eliminates pests before they get inside. They start by carefully inspecting the inside and outside of your home and then focus customized treatments on the outside. Best of all, your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. That's the Massey difference. Expect more and get it.
Hi there, I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Health Discovered podcast, where we bring you fascinating stories and unique perspectives, like our recent episode on how heart failure can particularly affect women in Black and Hispanic communities.
We've documented it time and time again. She was young, she was Black, she was a woman. No one expected her to look like the face of heart failure. When you don't look like what someone expects, that's gonna lead to delays in diagnosis. We all have to take this constellation of symptoms, treat it the same each and every time, whether it's a young person, a Black person, a woman. If someone presents to me with my heart racing and feeling winded, I need to get an echocardiogram 100% of the time, regardless.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
My friends, I think it was a couple of weeks back, I started reading all of these headlines, mostly from the state of Texas, but also from around the country, of what was going on inside of GovEd. A lot of illegal activity, a lot of child predation, a lot of harm coming to our kids. And it was one right after the other by these employees that are trusted with our most precious resource. And There's an effort on that I'll get to here in a second. But it's not getting any better inside of GovEd. In fact, GovEd, as we are looking more closely at what's happening inside of the classroom, the more defiant and rebellious these people inside of GovEd are becoming. Let me introduce you to somebody by the name of Dee Dee Duffy. Dee Dee Duffy is a preschool teacher in Cape Coral, Florida, the conservative state of Florida. Now, she says she teaches her students that if they don't like their parents, they can find another family. She also says she instructs her children in preschool to be gay. Listen.
I feel like I had to learn the concept of chosen families really young, and it wasn't anything to do with my queerness, but just based on the fact that I didn't have the love at home that I needed, and I knew that I was valuable and deserved it, so I found it on my own early on. And, you know, I shouldn't be blamed for that, because blood still exists. You were never there for me, and I found my own love, and that's okay, and I think everybody should be allowed to do that, and that's what I fucking teach in the classroom, okay? I always say give it to your friend, not your mom, because fuck your mom. And I don't know, I just am so sad.
I don't know, I'm just so sad. This woman is certifiable. This woman's nuts. A full-tilt bozo nutball. And she's like, hey, she meets all the preschool criteria. She's basically effing up children's minds. And GovEd says, sign her up. Let's get her on the taxpayer-funded dole. All the Texas Republicans, 24 Texas Republicans, are like, yeah, sign this up. Along with all the socialist Democrats inside of, well, one, except for one of the Democrats. Sign this lunatic up to screw up children's minds. Listen, this woman is absolutely crazy.
And that's what I fucking teach in the classroom, okay? I always say give it to your friend, not your mom, because fuck your mom. And I don't know, I just am so sad. I'm so sad, and I hate my sister. She's f***ing. That's all I have to say.
That's my major problem with school. I really don't do anything unless I actually want to do it. And most of the time, I don't want to do anything at all.
You should see what she was dressed like. She was dressed up as some sort of Cupid doll. And an absolute freak show with clear mental issues. And this is exactly what GovEd says. Bring her in. Give her a classroom full of young minds. And we just got through talking to Rocky Molloy about getting pastors back in, chaplains back into GovEd, to introduce God back into GovEd. And boy, he is needed now more than ever, isn't he? The Texas Scorecard exposing the dangers to your children in GovEd, a new series that has been launched by Robert Montoya. We highlight it next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to texasscorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
Folks, want to welcome in investigative reporter for the Texas Scorecard, Robert Montoya. Robert, welcome back.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be here.
All right, let's talk about the latest investigative series you are launching over at Scorecard.
Thank you, sir. In our series titled Predators in Government Schools, we examine cases spanning decades across Texas of predators in our taxpayer-funded schools, how schools have a toxic culture that breeds this issue, and the difficulties victims face in holding government schools accountable. All this points to the fact that these schools are a hostile learning environment for children.
That's fascinating, because I have been pointing out all the headline after headline after headline that GovEd is about perpetuating itself, not about protecting kids. That's their main focus. Hence the LGBTQ, ABCDFG, cultural Marxist agenda, the critical race theory. Teaching kids is the last thing that they want to talk about. Give me some of the examples that, and I can't help but think, Robert, about Loudoun County, Virginia. You remember what happened in Loudoun County, Virginia, in GovEd schools there? They had a young man who took advantage of grown-ups perpetuating this, the LGBTQ, ABCDFG, cultural Marxist transgender agenda. And he said he was transgender so he could gain access to girls. And then he raped one little girl, and instead of reporting the rape, the school protected the rapist, transferred him to another school where he raped another little girl. Then finally, This young man was brought to justice, and it came out in trial that he was never really transgender. He just wanted access to his victims, access that GovEd was all too willing to serve up. Well, what did you find here in Texas?
It's funny you mentioned that very tragic story. One of the specialists we spoke with is Dr. Carol Shakeshaft. Now, she is a specialist in the study of what's called educator sexual misconduct, which what she just talked about applies. She's been studying this for decades. And what she told us is that there is a toxic culture in schools right now. And with the case you just saw in Loudoun County, that's a perfect example. The culture does not encourage transparency, speaking out, accountability, or boundaries. In fact, one of the things she told us, she says, I don't think I've had a case where people didn't see things, adults and kids saw, all sorts of red flags, all sorts of concerns, but they didn't speak up. And she emphasized to us that even when they do speak up, it's tentative and no investigation gets done. Nobody looks into it. It just clams up.
Right. It's one thing to have a student that is protected by an administration inside of GovEd to prey on fellow students. It's quite another to have teachers and those inside of trusted positions inside of GovEd who are preying on kids. Did you find any examples of those?
Actually, we did. So most people, I think, probably are aware of one of the most recent examples, Prosper ISD, where a school bus driver was arrested for allegedly molesting two very young girls more than 100 times. Then the school board president was later arrested for indecency with the child. The child was not a student of the district, but still a minor. Well, we found some very disturbing patterns as we started going through history. Let's go roughly 20 years ago. We interviewed a man by the name of Adrian Salazar of San Antonio and his attorney, Ricardo Garcia. He's out of McAllen. Adrian is a married father today, but he and Garcia told us about how he was allegedly groomed and abused at Price Elementary down in reportedly South San Antonio ISD by the vice principal, Michael Alcocer. Now, in 2011, Alcocer was sentenced to 18 years in prison for aggravated sexual assault of a minor. But both Adrian and Ricardo told us that there were red flags noticed in his behavior towards Adrian by other school employees, but nothing was done until Adrian was just so emotionally torn up. He broke down and told his youth pastor, which led to him telling his family, and then everything just came out.
You know, what I'm struck by is left-wingers in this country, they have been on, even though the Catholic Church has been doing just bang-up work and putting in lots of protections and making sure that pedophile priests are brought to justice. But the left wing always piles on, even though there are now more denominations out there that are more guilty of sexual predation on kids, they still attack Catholics. So those same people who are piling on Catholics are willing to look the other way when you have child predators inside of GovEd. Doesn't that seem to indicate that their main focus isn't the child?
That's absolutely correct. In fact, based on their actions, we spoke with another education specialist that says whether they may not be aware of it or not, their actions show they're more concerned about the system instead of the students. And this is a problem that's been going on for a long time in schools in general. Let's look at Dr. Shakeshaft's paper in 2004. She published a paper investigating this. Her paper referenced 7 studies that look at educator sexual misconduct from a regional perspective. 9.6% of more than 2,000 8th and 11th graders experienced unwanted sexual contact or non-contact. Of students who experienced any kind of sexual misconduct, 21% were targets of educators. Now, let's fast forward, because that's 2004. Some more recent data. We read a report, a 2015 report, by an organization called Stop Educator Sexual Abuse, Misconduct, and Exploitation. They found that while just under 500 teachers have been arrested on charges relating to sexual abuse of students, we have about 3.5 million students who report some form of sexual contact with educators. This goes up to 4.5 million when you bring in and consider students being shown pornography, being subjected to sexually explicit language or exhibitionism. Clearly, predatory behavior in schools remains a threat to children and has been for too long.
Robert Montoya, our guest right now, folks, investigative reporter for the Texas Scorecard. He has a new series out, an investigative series investigating the abuses that our children are suffering at the hands of GovEd. What's the name of the series, Robert?
The name of the series is Predators in Government Schools.
Predators in Government Schools. Okay. Yeah,
yes, sir.
All right. So now, it's funny. Just this week on the Salcedo Storm podcast, we interviewed Rocky Malloy. He's the CEO and founder of the National School Chaplain Association. Now, he wants to put a chaplain in every school in the United States. He says that schools with chaplains like this have 0% suicide rates. And all the malfeasance that's going on in schools, not all of it, but a great deal of it, is being found and reported because of a chaplain's presence on school campuses. Did your investigation take you there about how the clergy could help maybe clean some of this GovEd corruption up?
We didn't look at that, but as a Bible-believing Christian myself, an imperfect one, but I definitely believe in the power of Jesus. And if you bring that kind of light into our government schools, I personally believe it will help. But there are other solutions we did examine. And you have to remember, if we do not correctly identify the problem, we could waste time treating symptoms and ignoring the disease.
Sure.
The problem is a toxic culture. So how do we force government schools to change that culture? Well, we spoke with multiple attorneys, and this should be of interesting to you, Chris. Multiple attorneys we spoke to, including Garcia, they talked about how basically, one, you can't sue, hold government schools accountable in lawsuits in the state of Texas and state courts. They have immunity. But we did speak with attorneys Hal Brown and Lori Watson up in Dallas. They represent sexual abuse victims. Did you know it's easier to hold private schools accountable for this stuff at all? Like, it's much easier to hold them accountable than government schools. And the only avenue you have is going to federal court. Well, we believe right now, looking at all this evidence, lawsuits could help force government schools to change. But Dr. Shakeshaft told us, really, the maximum effect would be if government schools have to pay out of their general budgets instead of through insurance. That kind of pain, that kind of pressure, if the Texas legislature steps in and allows us that kind of accountability, that could force the kind of changes that need to happen.
Well, and that leads me to something that just came up recently on Twitter. This is Pastors for Children. We don't know who they are. They don't identify their denominations. They don't identify who they are. They're completely anonymous. We suspect they're out of state and they're just really a Marxist group. But they claim to be at Pastors for Texas Kids, and they are featuring Travis Clardy. Travis Clardy is a left-wing Republican who was in Nacogdoches, and he was giving a speech to Longview ISD on maintaining the status quo, rejecting parental school choice, rejecting education freedom. So you say that if the Texas legislature would allow these type of lawsuits to go through, when you have degenerates like Travis Clardy who are defending all of the abuse of our children, both academically and physically, by maintaining the status quo and denying school choice, how can you break through that barrier? Do we have to start replacing individuals like Travis Clardy?
Definitely citizens should be holding the Texas legislature accountable for what's happening and demanding things like school choice, which would be part of a solution. I want to ask you, there's something very interesting here that you kind of just ping my mind on. Have you heard of State Representative Andrew Murr at all?
Oh, yes. He is Mr. Impeachment. He is the face that Dade Phelan has made, the face of the Paxton impeachment.
Yes, both Mr. Murr and Dade Phelan have shown just how much muscle that committee can flex at times when they want it to. Well, with all these scandals we see happening in government schools, we were curious, what all can this committee investigate? So we did some research, and we found out that one of the things they can investigate is, quote, any other matter for the welfare and protection of state citizens. So we've repeatedly reached out to Murr's office and asked him. We presented, look, we have a real problem of educator sexual misconduct. Kids are under threat. Will you take this up and investigate? We even offered to interview him. We have not heard back from him at all, but I think we can agree this is something that should definitely be thoroughly investigated by our public servants.
Well, in my opinion, Mr. Murr likely doesn't care by virtue of the fact he doesn't want to address the myriad abuses of children at the hands of people in positions of responsibility and authority inside of GovEd, because much like we have seen with the case that you mentioned already, the GovEd school district didn't want to have the word get out that they were so delinquent in protecting kids. So they tried to pressure the family of these little girls who were abused by this bus driver. That was Prosper, if I'm remembering correctly. Is that correct?
That's the school bus driver case.
Yeah, the school bus driver case. There's so many, it's hard to keep them all straight. But the school district didn't want the parents to go to the media because they wanted to keep the abuse quiet, that they had been so derelict in their duty and their responsibilities to protect our children. Doesn't that typify and isn't that emblematic of certain Republicans like Charlie Guerin, like the aforementioned Travis Clardy and Mr. Murr?
For whatever reason, and you know, there can be a lot of speculation about this, but there does seem to be a greater reluctance in the Texas House to hold government schools accountable and force them to be transparent than there is in the Senate. You know, State Senator Brandon Crichton has been a champion of school choice. There seems to be more movement there, at least, to do something. But in the House, it seems like a brick wall. But I'm rather hopeful because I think the tide is turning on this. I think Texans are getting sick of it. And when Texans change the cultural environment around the legislature, that usually pressures change to happen.
Robert Montoya, investigative reporter for the Texas Scorecard, is our guest. So you mentioned lawsuits being a mechanism to change the toxic culture in GovEd. I believe school choice changes that toxic culture, because if the toxic culture is there, they won't be making any money. And that's why so many of the, whether it be Pastors for Texas Kids or any of these left-wing nutballs on social media who want to keep the status quo going to pad their pockets, they don't care how many children's innocence they have to sacrifice to do it. What are the other ways you investigated that would change the culture, in essence, save GovEd?
Well, Dr. Shakeshaft, she advises basically there needs to, Texas school districts, all school districts, they need to attack this issue head on. And it has to be a community effort where the school districts reach out even to parents and even provide parents with tools and tips of red flags to look for, basically being totally transparent and saying to parents, hey, if you see these kinds of behaviors by anyone working at this school district, then you need to report it. She emphasized maximum transparency and all kinds of training, which would help change the culture where people would feel more comfortable, where if they see red flags, it's like, look, I have to report this. A culture where if you have temptations around a certain student that you may be attracted to, you don't feel like you should go for it. That's one thing she did also emphasize to us. She said, while there are cases of clearly people who just zero in on minors and are going after them, she's found that far more because of the toxic culture that is in schools, you have individuals who maybe just don't have a good sense, and it's much more easy for them to succumb to temptation. But here's something interesting that she noted to us. There's a lot of great training available that would help empower school districts for them to know, okay, this is what we need to do to lessen the chance of this happening here. But there's not much interest. She told us that, you know, she's encountered too many schools that are like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. We're too busy. We don't want to touch this. That is also a clear indicator that really, we need great action by our public servants at the state level if the school districts on their own are not taking action.
Right. And again, I would say the legislature needs to get up there and put standards up. But you see, the legislature passes laws, Mr. Montoya. They pass laws and they don't, as we've already articulated, they don't punish those who violate the laws. As a matter of fact, they write the laws with no punishment for violating those laws. They say, don't teach critical race theory. But they said, if you do, oh, well, we're not going to do anything about it. So I think that having these toothless, idiotic laws designed to placate and maybe pull the wool over the eyes of the people of Texas are what the specialty of this degenerate House leadership is all about. And it's something we can't be lulled into a false sense of security. There has to be real change. And again, since the Texas House has already signaled they're either incapable or unwilling to police these school districts, I think the power belongs in the hands of the parents to be able to stand up for their children and police these school districts where clearly the Texas House Republicans and Texas House Democrats have no interest in policing these school districts. Last thing I have for you on this, what is the biggest impediment you identified to getting things right inside of the schools? We see this increased incidence of molestation, of bad behavior toward children, courtesy of GovEd. What is the number one hindrance that you were able to find to making any progress on this?
Personally, I believe after conducting this research, the number one hindrance, I think, is the lack of transparency. I think there's still a number of parents who have no idea of what's going on. I mean, look back to 2020. When parents are able to see a lot of the bad things that are being taught to their kids, you had outrage, and that formed a lot of changes. It formed a movement where parents were seeking to hold government schools accountable. I think the fact that we have a lack of transparency, the fact that most parents are not aware of what's going on, and the fact there's no reporting requirements whenever there's a predator scandal, there is no requirement for a school to come out publicly and say, hey, there's been an allegation in this class. This individual is being investigated. If you know anything, if your student has had a bad contact with this teacher, please contact us immediately. I think that's really, we need to have much more transparency, because where there's sunlight, it really does clean out bacteria and destroy it.
Robert Montoya, he is an investigative reporter for the Texas Scorecard. Sir, a great one as always. Thanks very much for the time.
Thank you, Chris.
That's going to do it for the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, visit two websites, texasscorecard.com. Big news in Texas. It's happening there and covered from A to Z there. Also, chrissalcedo.com for Texas information and for stuff going on around the country on the radio show, AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, and the TV show, Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 Eastern, Monday through Friday. Until we visit again, my friends, there's something I want you to remember. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. That worth is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
These days, there are plenty of things to worry about, but keeping pests out of your home shouldn't be one of them. That's why you need Massey services. Massey eliminates pests before they get inside. They start by carefully inspecting the inside and outside of your home, and then focus customized treatments on the outside. Best of all, your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. That's the Massey difference. Expect more and get it.
Uncle Nearest is the most awarded bourbon and American whiskey for 2020, 2021, and 2022. Blended by four-time Master Blender of the Year, Victoria Edie Butler, the great-great-granddaughter of Nearest Green, the first known African-American master distiller, proudly served throughout the United States in your favorite bar and restaurants. To find your location, visit us at UncleNearest.com. Please enjoy responsibly. Must be 21 years old to purchase. 50% alcohol by volume. Uncle Nearest Incorporated, Shelbyville, Tennessee.